We are continuing in the life of Noah, and we're covering the main thing that happens in his life. We had a couple other things way at the end, but we're covering the main thing, which is the flood and how God called him. Remember, the world is spiraling down, and it's getting more and more sinful. Every inclination of their heart is evil all the time. And the way that the Bible describes Noah, it says he's a preacher of righteousness. That's in the book of 2 Peter. It describes him as a preacher of righteousness. And in fact, a little bit later, it says, by faith he condemned the world he's in, yet he is still blameless. And he's still, people looked up to him as he proclaimed God's word. But how many people got on the ark? Just 8. And so now the moment is coming where God's instruction comes. I don't want to destroy everybody in this world, Noah. I want to save you. So I got a longer section, so stick with me. This is in Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, more than a football field, 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. Make a room for it, leaving below the roof an open 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make it lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. So God calls Noah and his family, and he's called to build this ark. Can you imagine what this would have been like? So he's building this ark. If you've ever seen models of it, there's one in Scandinavia. It's more than a football field wide. You can go to see one in Ohio. It's just massive. It took me like a whole summer to finish my backyard. I don't know how long it would have taken. The guy in Scandinavia, apparently, with hand tools, took 3 years with 5 other people to help him out. So it's possible they build this magnificent ark for all the animals to come in. Now, can you imagine what this is like? And it says, Noah, verse 22, did everything just as God commanded him. What do you think it was like when Noah's trying to explain to his friends, like, hey, I'm building an ark, and they're like, that's great. Everyone should have a park to play in. And he's like, no, I'm building this giant boat. Like, can you imagine how embarrassing it would have been? Like, really? I know God called him to do this, but God has called him to do something really hard and kind of something really embarrassing. And yet, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. So what does this mean for you? God has not called you to build an ark that I know of, but God has asked you to live in an upright way. And there's a way that you're going to live that people are going to say that doesn't make any sense. When people find out, I don't want to sleep with my girlfriend or my boyfriend before marriage, that doesn't make sense to them. When you explain how much money you give to church, that's not going to make sense to them. When you explain to someone, like, I'm not going to get revenge on someone, when you turn the other cheek, when you do all these things that God calls us to do, none of this stuff makes sense. It doesn't make sense. And God has called you not just to live holy, but God has called you to difficult situations. Maybe it's raising a very challenging child. Maybe it's rebuilding a marriage that is starting to crumble. Maybe it's being bankrupt and trying to make your way all the way back up. Either way, God says, I'm going to be with you, and I've got a promise of hope that's with you. Here's what he says. Noah did everything just as God commanded. A lot of the commands that God gives you from a human perspective don't make a lot of sense. I admit that. When you compare them to the world, it's not going to make a lot of sense. However, there's a reason why God has called you to do these things. Because God wants you to have life and have it to the full, and that means the God who created you, the God who designed you, the God who built you, the God who preserves you, it says, this is how I want you to live so that you can get the most from life. So ultimately, we can have a relationship with me that has already been won through Christ our Savior. So let's walk with him and do everything as God commanded us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there are so many things that lean on us. You call us to do hard things, embarrassing things from a worldly perspective. Long gone are the days where everyone we know is a believer and everyone we know is doing the things that you have called us to do. Instead, sometimes it feels like we're a fish going the wrong direction and everyone is ridiculing and laughing at us, and in its secret we want to live our faith. I'm asking that you give us the courage to live boldly like Noah. And even when you call us to do difficult things and live through difficult situations, we know that you are there with us because we knew you'd take care of our ultimate problem of sin in Christ. Help us live this day just for you.